Hey, it's your host Brennan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to Better Law Firm Marketing. Just a quick one today. I just gave some advice to a client who needs a new website, and they came to me and they said, hey, we've got some friends in IT and they've suggested this other content management system, and they suggest that's the best way to build a website and that WordPress is too slow. Can you build a website on this other platform? And essentially, like, I'm not naming anyone, but my advice after researching this other platform was run for the hills. This other platform is very much designed for web developers, and really, you basically need to be able to read the matrix to build a website with this other platform. Sure, it could be super fast, but you know what? You can have a super fast website on WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, blah, 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 blah. The core advice I have for you today is if you're getting a website rebuilt, refreshed, or you're getting a new website, or your first ever website, whatever, you're getting a website built, you really need to choose the content management system that you can actually use yourself. Okay, can you edit it? Is it user-friendly for the average computing user, the person of average computing ability? Now, that's obviously, what does that really mean? But just, you know, what can most people do and what can't they do on computers? Most people don't write code, okay? We don't want a website that requires you to write code unless you are a big law firm that can have in-house web developers who are, you know, regularly working on your website. Most of you listening are not going to be in that camp. Most of you are working at small law firms or you're solo practitioners. You need a website, in my opinion, that you can actually edit and update yourself. So Wix and Squarespace are usually, you know, the first things that come to mind there. But I steer clear of those for a variety of reasons. There's nothing inherently wrong with them, but I prefer WordPress, and I use a website builder called Elementor Pro. There is a free version, but it is more limited. So I do use the paid version, which is not that expensive anyway. And it's essentially, it allows me to build websites without bothering with any coding anyway. So I can drag and drop things and I can see what the website is looking like in real time as I construct it. And a lot of people out there working at law firms with some kind of average computing ability will be able to make basic edits and updates to a website that I've constructed. Now, I generally advise against any kind of significant updates to the design because in the past some people have done that and they've ruined their website. So that's in my contract, obviously, that I take no responsibility for that. But most people should be able to, you know, add or remove a team member, for example. That's pretty simple stuff. And, you know, you wouldn't need me to do that if you have, you know, a decent amount of computing ability. And, you know, just and if you want to add your own blog posts, you know, if you want to change a phone number, all of those basic things, you could do it quite easily on a website that I've built. And I'm not the only one using Elementor Pro. Tons of web developers are using that now. It's incredibly popular. And it just really simplifies WordPress for a lot of people. Now, there are, you know, web developers out there that use cheap website builders on WordPress that are absolutely horrendous. And I have clients coming to me and they're like, we can't edit our website. We've never been able to edit our website. We need a new website. Can you build it for us? And then I build them a new website using Elementor Pro, and it's like a breath of fresh air. So that is the core advice in this episode today. The most important element of a content management system is really usability. Okay, can you actually use it? And, you know, if your web developer is going to build you a website on WordPress with Elementor Pro, I think you should be able to use it. Some of you might not. Some people do struggle more than others, but I think you should have someone at the firm who can actually use Elementor Pro. It's really quite user-friendly when you get down to it, and so is WordPress. Getting a WordPress website up and running from the ground up can be quite challenging for most people who have never done it before. But anyway, you know, if you have a Squarespace website, a Wix website, there's plenty of other options out there. If they're user-friendly, then most of them will have like inbuilt features to help you optimize the website for SEO, to help it be really fast as well. It really matters how you build a website. That really determines speed, as well as hosting and other features like that. They all determine speed. It's not so much just about the content management system itself. I would suspect that you could probably make an incredibly slow website on almost any content management system out there if you really wanted to. All right, so you know, we can talk about, you know, which one is best for SEO, but there are websites that are built on a range of different platforms that can rank very well on Google. Wix and Squarespace, they all have inbuilt SEO features, and obviously the websites I build do as well. So you can, you know, download the plugin RankMath SEO for your WordPress website, and that can sync up really well with Elementor Pro, and that can be a really good way to optimize your website for SEO. All right, there we go. There's my little rant today. I hope you're all doing really well. In the episode notes below, there should be some links. So if you want to get that law firm marketing plan, hit that link, go to legalsites.com.au and you can grab it. It's a PDF download, and you'll go on my email list and we can stay in touch. And you can unsubscribe anytime if you want. And if you want to get some coaching time with me, one-on-one time with me, you can apply for a coaching call. I do have limited spots available because I do have to serve my clients, which I'm incredibly passionate about doing. And if you would please share the podcast around on social media, tell your friends, all of that stuff really helps. Word of mouth is really the main way that this podcast has reached a wider audience. And that's it. So until next time, I'm your host, Brennan Kelso, and I hope you have a great day.